By. Thank you. I want all 7 weeks Let her resurrect the seven churches. Wave after wave. Thank you, Savior. Thank you for the gathering of your people today. Thank you for this message. Now let it fulfill the intended purpose, we pray thee. Pray for all of our brethren that are gathered here today, the sick and the afflicted among us, those that are distressed in any way. Pray that you will help them. Likewise, our precious brethren that have tuned in from different parts of the world through great sacrifices, awaking in the wee hours of the morning at 3 a.m. to hear the words of life. I know, Lord, that it is not in vain. Pray for them in India and Africa, different parts of the world, and especially for GCC, our brethren there gathered today with such a short notice. Bless your people. Those that come in empty, may they go out full. May you supply all our spiritual needs according to your riches and glory. Do it, O Lord, and heal our bodies. Prepare the minds of your people for the prayer meeting that is coming up. Pray for the sick. Bless them all, Lord, and bless the words of life today. And help your servant to speak the words aright. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, we commit our lives into your hands. Even now we pray. Amen. Reading from the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans 6 and 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. And the golden verse in conclusion: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can we read it together? Read it together, congregation. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His holy words. You may be seated. And we are familiar with Ephesians 6 and 12. Put on the whole armor of God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Thank God. I don't know if anybody was praying to hear more on this subject. Somebody was praying, let me see. Well, your prayer went up to the Lord and have me here this evening. I could not believe that I would be here today preaching. I had already announced the next message on the two spiritual worlds for 2008. But we are not our own, we are bought with a price. And we are thankful to the Lord. Your prayer went up to the Lord. And I had already set this evening, you know, the first message I preached on the two spiritual world, informed the brethren and told them, you repeat that tape Sunday, somebody might have missed it. So I was very comfortable, and then at 5 o'clock, the Lord woke me up. Supernaturally woke me up by your prayers. And then between sleep and wake, the Lord began to magnify some things in such a vivid manner on the two spiritual worlds. And I was waking, but I turned and twisted, and then, you know, one phase of it magnified so greatly. I said, that is true. Yes, and another section of it magnified. And all these things hooking up within about, I don't know how long. It could have been about 5. And then, you know, it was so magnified in my mind that I knew that I had to come back and tell those things. I wanted to get up and write them down, but I was too lazy. That sleep held me, and I tossed, but I say, I remember. And the Lord helped me to remember. So then I woke up and marked down these things. And I am trying by the Holy Spirit to bring it in the manner, you know, that it was magnified in my mind, but I got to speak the truth. That magnification in my mind that the Lord put is not there. I could only trust Him. You know, I have the substance of it. I remember everything concerning the souls and the realms and all that pertains to it. But then the clarity and the magnification of what the Lord magnified when I woke up is sort of a slip. Yes, sir. But then I had the facts, and then I said, the Lord is able to bring that back. So I come by faith this evening, trusting the Lord, that He will show us His grace. And I will speak on the two spiritual worlds. And then a subtitle I will put on this, Spiritual Contacts. Spiritual Contacts. So, I will deal with that on the spiritual contacts. One little correction for the diagram, and that is, we said 7 spiritual dimensions. In truth and in fact, only 4 of the dimensions are spiritual. The first 3, matter, light, matter, and space, they are not spiritual dimension, because we can contact them by our 5 senses. So if you have a diagram that says spiritual dimension over there in India or wherever you are, we already corrected it, and please scratch it off. It is seven dimensions. And three of them are natural dimension that the Lord gave us to contact by our five senses. And then he allowed four dimension, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension to be spiritual dimension. And somebody may rightly say, but if it is spiritual dimension, how science broke into that? No, that was not their business to go in there. And it caused the whole world trouble. If you notice where all the filthiness is coming from right in that dimension. Radio, television, this, that, all the filthiness. And they have developed communication from one part of the world to the next, which has transported sin around the world. They have interfered, yes, with the channel of God. So, that fourth dimension belonged to the Lord, but man interfered with it. And it is not spiritual. So, just a little background. Somebody might be here for the first time. And we have a diagram here on the board. And it is said that one picture worth 1,000 words. And that is true. It can even help the man that cannot read. All right. Yes, sir. And we was talking about two spiritual worlds. But then there are three worlds. Three worlds. The world that you and I are living in is the natural world. And we were given five senses to contact this world that we are living in. So we could handle matter, we could handle, you know, different things. We can feel the wind. We can see the light. Yes. But then, with these spiritual worlds, we cannot contact them with our five senses. Now, that brings unbelief in the heart of man. But it exists. And now, this world here, this natural world, is in the middle of two great spiritual worlds. These two great spiritual worlds, one on the right, I always like to put it on the right, and on the left, and one is of God, one is of Satan. And we are squeezed between here, and both of these worlds here influences mortals, that is us, here upon earth. It influences mortals here upon earth. The beautiful thing is, like Romans says, and that is why I read that scripture, to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey. Now if you yield to the spiritual world of the Lord, then you are a servant of God. And if you yield to the spiritual world of Satan, then you are a servant of Satan. And somebody might say, but I am trapped. You are not trapped. God gave you a free will to choose which one of these worlds that you want to yield to. You would not have an excuse on the day of judgment. Not an excuse. This was demonstrated in the Garden of Eden with the two trees. In the Garden of Eden, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That tree of knowledge was connected with the spiritual world of God. That was the headship of that spiritual world. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the headship of Satan's world, Satan's kingdom. I travel right down. Now, what I am talking about, these two spiritual worlds, it existed in the days of Adam and before that. Long before man came to the earth, these two spiritual worlds existed. That is where all the problems are. That is where all the problems are coming from. Is coming from that spiritual world of Satan. And all the blessings and all the good gifts are coming down from the spiritual world of God. Now, these two spiritual worlds that exist cannot be contacted by our five senses. This is what the Lord connects with me. That is why man was made both natural and spiritual. Cannot contact these two spiritual worlds by your natural senses, your five senses. Yeah? That is why God made man both body and spirit. So by your spirit, whatever the Lord put into you, that is the medium by which God allows you to contact any one of these worlds that you choose to contact. To give your spirit to do it. The battle of these two kingdoms, God and Satan, are for your soul. There's a great battle that is going on between God and Satan. And that is for your soul. And as I said the last time, who wins that battle? Who wins that battle? It is determined by who you yield to. If you yield yourself unto sin, and obey sin, then you lean towards that kingdom of Satan. That is what Brother Paul is explaining. He said, now, and if you are going to obey righteousness, then you are a servant of God. There we are. So now God gives you a free will to choose which one of these kingdoms you want to choose. And he gave you a spirit in here in order to contact which one of these kingdoms you want to contact. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Now, the very reason that people deny these two kingdoms, spiritual kingdoms, is because they never contacted any of these kingdoms by their spirit. They are natural men. And they live in the natural. They believe in your instruments. Yes, sir. And if the instrument cannot contact the spiritual world, then they don't believe it. But like I said the last time, that we have a proof that the spiritual world does exist. And God gave them that to confound them on the day of judgment. Yes, sir. He permitted them by his permissive will to break into the fourth dimension. Yes, sir. So I think you have your own diagram now. We could take down this board and it's getting hot here for me. All right, we'll take it down. We'll give the brothers a couple of minutes here. Let them take it down. All right. So now just to let you know that this is not my revelation. I'm not making up something about these two spiritual worlds. I don't think Brother Branham ever drew a diagram. But the Lord inspired me, helped me to draw this diagram. And then Brother Trotman, thank you very much for putting it on the board. And then my little grandson there, he drew a diagram from the computer. That is Samuel Bruce. So right that night, he went on the computer and he drew this out. Of course, he had one or two spellings wrong, marking spirity and, you know, and different things. So then I corrected it. And I thought that was fantastic for a 10-year-old boy. That he could draw that. So now, just to confirm to you from the message of the prophet, yeah, this is not my revelation. All that I was able to do is to understand it many years ago. Maybe as long as 30 years, maybe more. By just studying these messages. So now Brother Branham detailed in demonology this mental picture just by speaking. And also spoke the same in glorified Jesus. One was in 53, the first one, and the second one in 55. So here, and think of the diagram. And the prophet of God, he says, concerning the natural world. He said, this natural world here is only frolic and gaiety, and you know. He said, once in a while, in this darkness of this world that we are living in, a little light come forth. He said, that's a Christian. He said, because he had the light of the world. He said, but this is a kingdom of darkness. Yes, and they have rulers of darkness. And then all, once in a while you see a little light flicker. He said, that's a Christian. Now, under discernment, he used to see them lights. Yes, sir. And then he used to tell that person, he said, that you're a Christian. Now, his eyes was open to that. And he said, that you're a Christian. He said, how do I know that? Yes. Yes. And then he used to talk to them. So now, in his mental picture, he's describing this diagram. He said, we're going this way downward. The next dimension is the souls of the unjust. Do we have that there? Who died not knowing God. The second is demons. Do we have that there? And the third is the Trinity in hell. He's repeating now, unjust souls, demons, and hell. Do we have it lined up like that? All right. There is a Trinity here. One of them was caught into the third heavens. The first is the ghost. Is a ghost too, the Holy Ghost. Second, angel. Third, heaven itself. Now, these mortals in this dimension here is influenced either from there or from here. Two spiritual worlds. He said, going down this way are three different realms that mix up hell. And first is the souls of unjust men who died not knowing Christ. Second realm is the realm of demons. Third realm is the realm of hell, Satan's throne itself. Am I correct? All right. He said, and this way going upward, is the Holy Spirit and angels. He is, no. First is the ghosts. The ghosts of the righteous. Souls of the righteous. All right? And then going upward, again, you have angels, you have the Holy Spirit. He said, and then going up there is the throne of God itself. So now from his mental picture, here is the world, right in our diagram, and going upward is the kingdom of God, and going downward is the kingdom of Satan. Amen. Is it right? Sure, it is right. So now here he's repeating it again in 1955. This is the mortal realm, the dimension that we live in. Now, if you go this away, listen close. If you go this away, the first dimension is the spirit of the dead. Peter spoke of it in prison, that repented not by long suffering in the days of Noah. The wicked, unregenerated man, when he dies, his spirit goes into this realm. The next realm below that is demons. The next realm below that is hell. I am giving you a parable so you could see it. Quote again. Now going this way, the first thing is the spirit of a man that died and rose again. Christ, the Holy Spirit. That's what influenced the believer going upward. The next is angelic beings. The next is heaven itself. The third heaven. Amen. Oh my. I see something glorious. Unquote. I wonder what is in. Quote. When Jesus died yonder at Calvary for a propitiation for our sins, he died not as a just man, but a sinner. Not of his own, but mine and your sin. Send him to the regions of the lost.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Yeah.
Unquote. Now, you know, we spoke of that the other night. Let's see. Now, as long as you speak under inspiration, you will find it somewhere in the message. I am saying that Jesus went to hell for our sins. Because he died as a sinner. Lord Branham is saying here, and he cried out for the first time he's seen that. Yes, he said, Jesus never died as a just man, but as a sinner. And then he went down to the regions of the lost because of the sins of mankind. So Jesus went to hell for two purposes, and that is that he died as a sinner and entered hell and to bring the saints out of paradise. Yes. So if you're looking for some of these things, you will find them on demonology. Glorified Christ has a lot, and he spoke of the witch of Endor and different things. I couldn't realize that I preached those messages so long. I was just thinking that I preached a few years ago. I look back into the tape list and it was 1970. But I'm sure that I dealt with some of those spiritual world, you know, subjects later on under different titles. Like demons are real and such like. But I never go through this diagram, so I'm happy to bring these things out to you. And one thing I will add here, I check out in 100 years how many people and at an average will go to hell, and it ain't 500,000 like I said. Our little fellow, Brother Bruce, is a duncy fellow. It's 5 million. 5 billion, excuse me. 5 billion will go to hell in 100 years. 5 billion. Now, how many 100 years since people are going to hell? Now, I would not put a figure to that. Good. that the Lord will decide that. But that's a horrible place. And I am here again to warn every human being under my voice about that dimension called hell. Now, those three realms that you see there, the souls of the unjust, demonic realm, and hell itself is one. It is all termed the regions of the lost. It is called the prison. Brother Peter talked about it as a prison. Yes. And he said, by which he went to the souls, the spirits that was in prison. So now it's a prison house of souls. I cannot go back, brethren, to background all of this, but there are a lot of people there, from kings and monarchs, governors and prime ministers, educators and educated, paupers and beggars, and that place is filled with the souls of unjust men from the Garden of Eden, and 150,000 people die daily, which averages about 50-something million in 1 year. And I am asking the question, how many people are saved out of that number? You will be a foolish person to join that group. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be that go in thereat. Many are going to the way of destruction. And these people are not in comfort, but these people are in torment. And if you want to find out what kind of a torment they are in, turn over your book to the book of Luke and read the 16th chapter and read about the rich man that went to hell, and in hell he opened his eyes being in torment and cried for one drop of water to come and cool his tongue. You know, people don't believe that, brethren. You know, people don't believe that hell is so bad after all. That is only hell. That is not the lake of fire yet. That is why in your diagram, you see after the region of the lost, you see the lake of fire. Even because death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. And all these souls that was in this certain realm was cast into the lake of fire, there to now receive their punishment and burn for millions of years. It's a sad state, very sad state. Now, how a person could make up their mind for that, I don't know. I want to say that I am not that brave. Brethren, I determined as a young man not to go to that place called hell. That is what caused me to serve the Lord first, the fear of hell. But then later on, I served the Lord because of eternal life. When I read in the Bible of the place called hell and how terrible that is, I repented. And I concluded in my mind that though I live 100 years and run from the Lord, I will one day have to face him in any case. This realm that I am talking about is real, friends. And the next realm, which is the realm of God, is a place of peace. It is a place of peace. These two realms, which is one of Satan, one of God, the Lord gave you a spirit in your body and a soul to contact these realms. So here is the realm of God, and here is the realm of Satan, and here is the natural realm that you are living in that you contact by your five senses, and God gave you a spirit to contact the spiritual realm of God, and he gave you a spirit to contact, if you want, if you choose, by your own free will, to contact the realm of Satan and be a servant of Satan, and on this side, be a servant of God. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. The Bible said, if God be God, serve him. And if Baal, the devil, be God, then serve Baal. So we have two worlds, my brothers and sisters, two spiritual worlds, one natural world, and then we have two sources of influence. According to the influence that you yield to, like Brother Paul said, you could yield to sin,
And you could yield to righteousness.
According to what you yield to sin or unrighteousness, then you will bear the fruits to show to which one of these things you are yielding. Read the scripture and see Brother Paul then talk about the fruit that you will bear. He said, you will become a servant of sin and a servant of Satan, I am saying, if you follow sin. And here, if you follow righteousness, you become a servant of God. He said, you will bear that kind of fruit. I believe that we should make the right decision. If we have not made that right decision, young people, older people, visitors, friends, those who would listen to this faith, I really believe that we should make the right decision and choose the Lord. We should choose the Lord. This that I am talking about, friends, it is real. Now, if hell is not a real place, then the fourth dimension is not real. And you cannot doubt it. Now, just stop for a moment. The vastness of the fourth dimension. Have you ever thought about the vastness of the fourth dimension? Out on that fourth dimension is where they have the internet. You just press one button, my brother, your picture go way over to China. Your word go over to China. You speak one word, it goes over to China. Man never invented that, friend. No, that existed there before. Now, the vastness of the fourth dimension holding all these pictures. You're talking about DVD? Huh? Where man got that DVD from? Brothers and sisters, he tapped into God's source. And you get just a little DVD, a little thing that I could put in my pocket, and I could carry 16 EODH books in there. And you carry all the pictures in it. And I could find any computer and pull it out and just slip in the DVD and see all the books that was written here from Bethel. And yet there is room. You have a little pen drive. A little pen drive. Thank you, Brother Sheldon. He bought one from Japan for me. Thank you. A little thing. He said it is 2 gigabytes, GB. I didn't know that I had too much room. Susie pushed into that. She said, that is fitting all the books and there is room. How do you carry that? Just put it in your pocket. And I'm going down the road with 16 exposition books. It might take the Bible too. Yeah? And I find any computer and I just push it in there. And I say, Expo 1, Expo 16, whatever it is. Now our God is a great God. Don't give man that credit at all. Man, my brother, never invented all those things, my brother. He tapped into God's source, and then he called it an internet. And then he made these kinds of instruments now with these crystals. And then everybody have to pay to connect to the internet. Yeah. He's selling God's channel. He's tapped into God's records. The only thing that man cannot do is to blot out his sin from in there. He could tap it, but cannot blot out his sins from there. So now, in truth and in fact, the fourth dimension is actually God's DVD. God's internet might be a better word. God's internet. And think of how vast that is, that every motion, every voice, from even Genesis when God created Adam, is stored in there. That could come back. And science, if you give them a few years, they'll be able to go back and pick up Jesus' voice. Now that spells out something. It spells out, friend, that your voice don't die. And your pity don't die. And every idle word that a man speak, he shall someday give an account for it. And every secret sin that you commit,
Yes, he said, what is done in secret shall be broadcast from the house. Every secret sin, it will come back to you and you will see it right before you play in.
It's a terrible thing. That is going now. The Lord has that for the judgment. And man tapped into that source. And I was talking about a newspaper clipping. And Brother Narayan Singh, he is almost, he's what, 82? He looks so young for 82. So he said, Brother Bruce, I have that clipping home. Yes. Where they was doing something and they tapped into the fifth dimension of hell. He said, and they heard loud screamings and voices, people in torment. Yes. And then Brother Francis said, read that too. Yeah. And I know that I read that. And other people here probably read that. Brothers and sisters, if time continues, they will be able to tap into hell. Because hell is a dimension. And don't let that offend you, friend. Hell is not under the earth. Just like the pitiers going through here of the motions and radio voices going through right here. My brother, those lost souls are right here. Isn't that a frightful thing? It's a frightful thing. And do you know that the souls of the just are right in a realm here? Now let me prove that to you in a minute. You remember Brother Branham had an experience that he was caught up into beyond the curtain of time and he saw the souls of the just? I guess everybody remember that. You know how far Brother Branham was looking back upon his body on the bed? 25 feet. Sometimes we read, but we don't pay attention to these things. Yeah, Brother Branham went up to heaven, yes. But he was 25 feet away from the bed. And he was looking down from where he was to the corpse that he was on the bed. And he was in glory. I'm telling you that it's right here somewhere. And if God anoints your eyes like he anointed the eyes of Jesus, you will be able to see Moses and Elias. Right there. It shocked the apostles, and Moses and Elias were speaking to Jesus. Where they came from? You mean to take a ride from heaven? No, my brother, right in that realm. And they were talking to Jesus. So now, just as vast as the fourth dimension is, so vast is the realm of the dead and the realm of demon power and the kingdom of Satan itself. So vast. So now, just like God made that realm so great, the fourth dimension, that he could store all those pitiers in it, every motion, everything that goes on. Beloved, that's the same way that he made the place called hell. It's a vast place. And you try to multiply and see how many people are in that place. And see if you want to join them. Spirits that was in prison. And Jesus went down there. And the Bible says, when the long suffering of God waited for them in the days of Noah, waiting for them to yield to his kingdom and yield to his prophet, yield to his message, the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. And then after that, the Lord sent that flood, and all those souls went down to hell. I'm talking about within the 120 years who heard the preaching. Yes. And one marvelous thing here is that babies was excluded. Because all babies go to heaven. Now you hear about a little child drowned, what it was, in a swimming pool. 2 years old. Little fella did not know the danger of it. She see water there, he see, and she jumping, died. And then it pierced our hearts. But then I comfort myself with this. I said, thank God. It is his mercy. Taking that little child out of a filthy, nasty world. She may grow up and come to the age of 7 or 8 and be a sinner and go to hell. I could see the mercy of God. Yes. Extended, my brother, that you hear some gruesome death about some little children, but it is the mercy of God. Because only God knows what is coming upon this earth. And he alone knows, my brother, the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth that is going to take place on this earth here. So it's a blessing. Friends, people shall cry for death in an hour like that, and death shall flee from them. So it's a blessing now that these children could die, and whoever is dying accepting the Lord as older people. Yes, you have a soul if you are here. And if you don't repent and be baptized in Jesus Christ's name and give your life to God, you are going to this place that I am talking about, this realm of unjust souls. And if you would accept the Lord and ask him to forgive you for your sins, you will go into this realm of God, yes, sir, which is the spiritual world of the Lord, and it is counted out in 3 realms. Now, Brother Branham, maybe you missed that, but over here, Brother Branham saw something there. He said, there's a trinity on this side, and there was a trinity of worlds on this side. He said, well, wait a minute. Paul went up to the 3rd heavens. You see where he got his revelation from? He said there was a man that went up there in the 3rd heavens. And he saw things that was not supposed, not lawful for a man to speak. Yeah. So he got that revelation from that 3 realms in the, you know, there are many dimensions. Yeah, but they are 3 main realms. Yes, but there are millions of dimensions. Yes, sir. So there we are. The prophet was right. That man had known the spiritual world. There was a man that had known the spiritual world. Yes, he lived, my brother, most of the time in the spiritual world. I thank God. I like to boast about God's prophet. When I boast about God's prophet and the gift that he had, I boast about God. Yes. You know how supernatural that is for you to come before a man and tell you your name is so and so. You commit a certain sin 25 years ago. He said, and I see you as a little boy. He said, I see you growing up. I see you become a big man. He said, I see you do so and so. Only God could do that. Yes, sir. I always like to refer to that woman that came to him. Yeah, she was a Christian. Oh, dresses just like you, sisters. Yes, and she came and said, I see that you are a great believer. And you prayed for this moment to be standing here at this time. She stood up there and she said, yes. And you said that if only you could come before me, you will get better. And you had a headache 25 years ago. She said, hold it a minute. He said, I see a crash. And you were thrown up in the air. 25 years. He went back into the records of God. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, here was a gift without my brother, any scientific thing that was going into the records of God. That record was in God's internet. Yeah. And God anointed his eyes to go right inside of there. And he could have gone back, way back, and see Eve. He could have seen Adam. Yes. I know, this might sound fantastic. But that's the truth. Yes, this might sound shocking to you. Do you know, many, many years ago, the Lord showed me what Eve done in the Garden of Eden.
And he showed me the very act. It's too personal to say. And I went back. Way back down there. Those records are somewhere. Those records, as I'm talking about now, a supernatural experience that took me there. Yes. And you know what were the words the Lord said? He said, "And as the serpent beguiled Eve, and I saw the act." Yes. I think that's the first time that I mentioned anything like that, but that's the truth. I don't want people to think that I'm some super spiritual something. Or trying to make myself something, but those records are there. If those records was not there, Brother Branham could not pick it up. The only thing that that prophet could not pick up is what was under the blood. Not a prophet could pick up, my brother, the sin that you commit as long as you repent for it. God breaks the record. And he casts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. And he says, "I won't remember them no more." That is the power of the blood. That's the power of the blood. Don't frighten about those little nasty things you done, and you never tell anybody that the record is broken. Yes, put them under the blood. Don't live with them in your conscience as they confess them, and the Lord will heal you. Confess them and the Lord will deliver you. Confess them and you will be born again. Confess them and you will get the Holy Spirit. Yes. Nobody ain't going to kill you. Come and discuss the thing. Yeah, confess the thing. Bring it under the blood. Bring it under the blood. That is what's holding you down and keeping you near this certain kingdom of Satan here. That sin. Oh my. I don't want to get walked up. It depends upon which way you yield. Depends upon which way you yield. Brethren, we want to yield to God. Now, Romans 6 here is a great lesson. Brother Paul is speaking of these two kingdoms. He's speaking of these two great people, right? God and Satan. He's talking about sin and righteousness. And if you notice the 7th chapter now, he tells you a little more. Yes, of Romans. So, you have it all to decide what you want to do, which way you want to lead, where you want to lean. Huh? We want to lean upon him. Now, to lean on the Lord gives a right approach. All right? There is a right approach if you want to lean towards the kingdom of God and enter that kingdom. Right now, while you are walking upon earth, you could be in contact with that spiritual world. So how do you think that the brothers were singing here just now? Huh? How do you think they were blessing you? You mean to say that they just sing natural? If you're singing in the natural, you'll sing calypso, yes. Reggae, yes, huh? You will sing rock and roll, because that is this natural world here. But why could they sing and have the Spirit of God here? Even because they was in contact with that spiritual world. There's a certain way to get into that in singing. Anybody want to try it? All right, take the song service Wednesday night. You want to take the song service Wednesday night and do what they are doing? You come in here and take it for granted. Oh, great song service. Oh, my. How a man could sing one song for the whole hour and bless everybody. You know, he's not the man. They contacted the spiritual world. They contacted angels. They contacted the Holy Spirit. Yes, and there was a special something God gave them there, which is called a little gift
Yes, I don't have it. How am I preaching here today? Huh? Because my brothers and sisters, the Lord put a little something in there. And I was able to contact the spiritual world. And I trust Him here today that when I come, I'll be in tune with the spiritual world. So now, people don't realize, my brothers and sisters, that we are preaching. An anointed preacher is preaching from that realm. If I am not preaching from that realm, I will make a lot of mistakes. I will pervert the word of God. I will preach heresies to you. It will be dry. But then if I start preaching from that realm and something pulls me up into that realm out here, then my words will be divine. And those that have ear to hear, they would not be hearing me, but they hear the Spirit. And then the Spirit will bear witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Now, that is how that works. I'm telling you, that is how that works. People want to know how Brother Bruce could hold people attention for a couple hours, 3 hours, and 4 hours if I want them to sit down. It's not me. Nobody wants to hear me. But God's children want to hear the Spirit. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. You got to hear the Spirit. Now, if you're not hearing the Spirit, beloved, this thing is boring to you. I don't know when that preacher will hush up. He preaches so long. He don't realize that people are tired. And people that is hearing the Spirit, oh gosh, I'm afraid he stopped. I just see him look at his watch. Oh, I hope he don't stop. Because the thing tastes nice. Welcome back there, Reuben. We miss you very much. It tastes nice. Now, brethren, you think that the words of a man could reach you so? No, sir. And then cut the bread of life to meet the needs of everybody inside the hair? No, sir. Beloved, you are hearing the Spirit. And when you hear the Spirit, now you are in you by my preaching and by the brethren singing what they do. They pull you up into that realm. So you're in contact with the spiritual world. When you go and hear rock and roll music, it pulls you up into that world of Satan. When you listen to jazz, it pulls you up into that world. When you listen to sex talk, it will pull you up into that world. When you listen to gossip and nasty words, it pulls you up into Satan's realm. Now you see how easy it is? And it depends upon which one you want to yield to. I want to yield to the word of God. We want to yield to the Spirit. Oh my, isn't that true, brethren? How on earth, brethren, that a few brothers could start singing there and just close their eyes and just sing and sing. They are not here. I'm telling you, they are not here. They are not in Bethel. They are in the spiritual world. And they are singing to us from the spiritual world. Yes, sir. And when the preach word come, my brothers and sisters, I am not here. No, I'm transported in the Spirit. Yes, sir. If I preach about the spiritual world, I am seeing those three rings in front of me. Yes, I'm seeing in my imaginary mind what I'm talking about. And somebody said, why he's watching me like that? I'm not seeing you. Unless I want to see you. So it is something like that, my brother. Up and down. Up and back here. Up, I'm speaking the word. Down, I drink some water. You understand what I mean? Yes. Now, I cannot let this water here drinking now pull me out of that spirit.
That is why you find people sleeping. It pulls you out of the spirit. People do some funny thing and get up to go drink water. It pulls you out of the spirit. You have to shake yourself and come back. If you notice in Brother Branham's discernment, you say, now, nobody walking around. Everybody quiet. Yes, everybody quiet. You say, will the organist play softly? And Brother Branham look around to see if there is any spirits coming in there to interfere with that service. All right. And then the Holy Spirit comes. He said, take every spirit under my control for the glory of God. Yes, sir. That is deity speaking. That is a man speaking from the heavenly realm. Yes. Climbing higher into that spiritual realm. Yes, sir. So there is an approach, brethren, for that realm. And that is what Jesus came here to do, to make a way and show us the approach to the kingdom of God, you know, the spiritual world of the Lord. He came here to make that way. Man could not climb up into that as they want, and I'll tell you the simple way and then go. Now, to make spiritual contact with the kingdom of God, which is the spiritual world of God, you've got to yield to that kingdom and you must have the right approach. All right? Scripturally, there is one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. You've got to come through the mediator. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the boss of that kingdom. And Jesus was sent as the mediator. If you want to feel that spirit, you want to be caught up into that realm, beloved, you have to come through Jesus Christ. One mediator, Jesus Christ. And the provision that mediator made was through the cross. You got to come under the shed blood. And he said, come unto the throne of grace boldly. Is that right? Come unto the throne of grace boldly. So now you come through Jesus Christ, and you come through his blood, you come confessing your sins, you come on your knees. On bended knees I come. Yes. And make your petition known. So the repentance is the way to climb up into the realm of God. And it is proven by the thief on the cross. Through the cross, by the blood, while the blood was leaking there, he was the first to accept it. Remember me, Lord, when thou comest into your heavenly realm, into your kingdom. Yes. Remember me, Lord. He said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Yes, that was just another name for the heavenlies, for a certain reason. And Jesus was quickened by the Spirit, beloved, and he went down to paradise. He went on the hell force, and then to paradise, and the thief was there. That thief's soul was there. The thief's body was laying there, broken arms, leave him on the ground there to perish. But the man had a soul. Huh? The man had a soul. Now the spiritual part of the man went with Jesus, and the natural part was laying there on the earth, because that is earthly. And the spiritual part went to the spiritual kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Now, friends, through this approach, you climb higher in the spirit. A man could repent, and he could acknowledge his sin by himself. He don't need a preacher. He don't need anybody. All that he has to do is to probably read the Bible or hear of Jesus and hear that Jesus forgives sins, and is sincerely, honestly, wherever he is on his deathbed. That is why you don't judge people. You don't know what was the last words of that man. Amen. Though he be a thief, a robber, liar, murderer, that man, brother, on his dying bed, the Lord forgive me for my sin. I live as a wretched man. Oh, God, forgive me. And brother, when you are positive that man went to hell, friends, is because the man is in paradise somewhere. Yes, yes. That even when the great Marilyn Monroe died, Brother Branham said, I don't know which way she went. It's not my place to judge. Not my place to judge. He said, but the world said that she committed suicide, but God told me this morning that she died from a heart attack. He said, which way she went? I don't know. He said, only if I could have gotten to that child. Only if I could have gotten to that child before. Yes. Now you don't know what people are doing in their minds. Yes. And you ought not to pass judgment. So, brethren, we've got to hurry up here. Now, you climb higher into this realm of God, right? There is life, eternal life. There are gifts. Yes, sir. Now, you come by the way of the Word. Now, that is God's approach. That is God's medium. You come by the way of the Word to climb higher into the realm. You could repent, die, and go to heaven. That's all right. And you never even know nothing about the gospel. I'm talking about higher realm now. You climb into the higher realm and you hear the word of God. And then you hear the prophetic message of the age. It is going to pull you into a certain realm. Now for you to get into the realm of God, you must be obedient to the word of God. Any disobedience is going to pull you into this realm of Satan. Now, friends, obedience to the Holy Spirit, and God giveth the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. You need guidance. God set a fivefold ministry in the church, Ephesians 4, to perfect the church. All right. Hear what Jesus said. Except a man humble himself and become as a little child, he shall in no wise enter into that realm. You understand what I'm saying, realm? The kingdom of God is the same thing. And over here, my brother, the spiritual world of God is the same thing. It's a spiritual world. That is why Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. They say, if my kingdom was of this world, then my subjects will fight. Yes. Humility. When you come hear that word, humble your heart. Humility, that kingdom is made up of humility. Jesus said, there ain't a way for you to enter that kingdom unless you humble yourself. You humble yourself in repentance. You humble yourself in obedience. You humble yourself in forgiving your brothers and sisters. Right? You must have the right attitude. And then you climb higher into that kingdom of God to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which we would not deal with right now. Right? But there are higher heights and deeper depths. But right now, because of obedience of the Word of God, people here today are in contact with that spiritual kingdom. Now, because of disobedience, they are those that are in contact with Satan's kingdom. Now, that's the truth of it. All right. Now, that kingdom of God that we are talking about, I brought that out on the Messianic Empire. So, do you see why I cannot go into that now? In that realm of angels and the Holy Spirit and all these other things, we have houses, we have lambs, we have animals, we have birds, we have trees, we have rivers, we have mountains. And that is where the souls of the just goes. It is called the Messianic Empire. It's a great empire. That is what I was talking about. Take those messages and connect them right there now in the spiritual world of God, my brother, and you will see what is in that realm. If Satan's realm is so vast to hold billions and billions of lost souls, I want to tell you the realm of God is great also. And there is enough room. Yes.
I'm sinners. The hell is full. Everybody is going to heaven now. I have news for you. Hell have enlarged her gates. Jesus said, hell has enlarged her gates to receive you hypocrites. So there ain't no excuse. You're going down there if you are leaning towards Satan's kingdom. All right. So I won't deal with that. We have trees, we have houses, we have animals, we have, my brother, each one of you have a dwelling over there upon the hilltop. Brother Branham had one, and he had a rocking chair. And don't tell me that I'm lying. When Jesus was here, he said, my Father's house are many mansions. In other words, my Father's kingdom. A house in the Old Testament was called a kingdom. Like the house of David. It was vast. Is that right? And then the house, my brother, Saul. Now this here, my brother, is my Father's kingdom. How many palaces? And that ain't enough. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. That's New Jerusalem. So now these mansions that is in the spiritual world, my brother, is only a temporary living place until the New Jerusalem comes down. And when the New Jerusalem comes down, the bride lives in that. Yeah. So when Brother Branham went there in his great experience, he saw a river. Isn't that right? And it had a road. And he saw a young lady standing on the side of the road. Glory to God. Yes. And as he passed by, the young, beautiful lady said, good morning, Daddy. He said, hey, I don't understand that I am your age. And here you call me Daddy. He said, you just don't know where you are, Daddy. He said, I am your Sharon that was upon the earth. She died at 9 months of age. Yeah. I was your Sharon. And immediately he said, where was your mother? She already had information that Brother Branham was coming there, and he did not know the way. Yes, so she led him up a hill, up the road. He said, mommy is at the house. Oh, my God. Don't you believe these things? My brother, we are believers and we believe these things. Yeah, who don't want to live in a place like that? You've got to be born a seed of the devil to sell your soul for lust and malice and hatred. And don't long to live in a place like that. I want to live in there, and I want to live in the New Jerusalem. How many wants to live there? We were born for this thing. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Yes, I go to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there he may be also. He will be the Lamb of God and the light of the city. Yes, sir. And she led him up there. My God. And there was no closing of doors. No night. What you closing doors for? You are no bandit. Why are you closing the doors? And she looked out there. My brother, he said, come in, dear brother, my brother. Yes. And she took him into the house. There was a house. My God, there was a house. And in the house had a rocking chair. Rocking chair or whatever it was, you know, a couch or whatever. And the prophet of God, the wife said, you remember this? They repossessed that while we was on earth. But God gave us a better one here. Man, I tell you, it was immortal. And it need no repairs, joiners. There ain't no work for joiners up there, friend. No repairman. The thing's still there. He said, this is the couch. Sit down in it. An immortal couch. Yes, sir. And then before he knew it, he was back here. My God, how I came back here. When you reach over there, as much as you fear death now, When you reach over there, friends, you ain't want to come back here at all. Yeah.
Prophet of God had those experiences, and he looked back, and an angel tell him, you got to go back. He said, you mean this, I must go back in that carcass? Yes. I must go back in that carcass? Well, Sister Jezebel was happy to come back in hers. Yes, I found out more about this. That's a dramatic story. Yeah. I said, well, you look like you were dead when you look back. She said, Brother Bruce, I was way up here, and I look back, and I see my eyes skin open. She said, and I see my two hands drop. Whenever the soul leaves the body, you are dead. This body without the spirit is dead. And the spirit went out. So she was dead. And when Brother Branham had his experience, he looked back and he called it a carcass. He was dead, dead, dead. Yes, friend. He said, Brother Bruce, my eyes was open, and I was just looking, and my two hands went down like that. Yes. He said, and when I pronounced the name of Jesus, I felt with such a speed, that I went back into that body, and then I jumped. Yes. He said, I was so scared to move. I said, you drank water? He said, afterward, when you enter that realm, you'll be thirsty. Remember that little fellow that died and Elijah? He said, give him a glass of water. Tabitha? Yeah, my brother, when you enter into that realm, you'll be thirsty. You'll be hungry. You'll be lusting. You will want the smoke and can't get it. You will want the marijuana and can't get it. All the lust will be there. I don't want to start preaching on hell. But friend, all the lust will be there. And in that realm, you will see them women naked. And you have nobody to commit the act. That is why Satan used the serpent. He had the vice in him. But he did not have the tool. The body. That is why. You see, the spirit. The spirit had not flesh and bones. Yeah. So he used the flesh and bones of men or animals like that. So there we are. Let me get away from that. There is an approach for this realm. Now, friends, as certainly as there is an approach to this realm of the spirit out here, to get to it through a mediator, through the blood, through the right attitude, through humility, there is an approach to get into the kingdom of Satan. If you die without the blood, it goes in there. If you maintain the wrong attitude, you go in there. If you are proud, you go there. Just the opposite. If you yield to the things of this world, you are going to that realm. You say, where am I influenced from? Tell me one time, where am I influenced from? Brethren, let me see the pictures. The prophet, I quote the prophet. He said, let me see the pictures you are looking at. Let me hear the music that you are listening. Huh? And let me see the clothes that you are wearing. And let me see all those other things, and I will tell you who you are. Whichever kingdom you are leaning to, that is what you will reflect. So now you could decide for your own self, you know, which one of these realms that you are belonging to, or anointed from, or possessed from, or catering to. The way the tree leans, that's the way it falls. That's what Brother Branham was trying to bring out. When he said that, there are two spiritual worlds here, and you are a tree planted on this earth, and the way the tree leans, if you're leaning towards the kingdom of God, you will go into the kingdom of God. And if you as a tree, leaning towards the kingdom of Satan, that is where you will fall. Right in these quotations here, you will find them. All right, now, I'm making a type here.
Brethren, you neither want to be a servant of God or a servant of the devil. God give you a spirit to contact both worlds, and he give you a free will. Just like he gave Adam and Eve free will to contact the spiritual world. It existed back then. Yeah, the master of that spiritual world of Satan was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the master of God's kingdom and his world was the tree of life. So one is life, one is death. The wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God, my brothers, eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Depends upon which way you yield. Don't blame me. You will never be able to blame me on that day of judgment. I have not shunned to preach unto you the whole counsel of God. I would not be your excuse. Now, I'm making a type here. If I quoted the scripture wrong, this is the correct one, 1 Samuel 28. Now, Saul was backslidden. And God would not answer him by prophet, neither by the Urim and Thummim, nor by dreams. There were three ways that the Lord used to speak to mankind, Urim and Thummim, by the prophet, and by spiritual experiences of dreams and vision. He was backslidden, and God cut him off and would not answer him. Now, he wanted to contact the regions of the lost. But there was a medium. Just like a mediator. A go-in-between. The middle man. But this was a middle woman. A witch is a woman. Witch doctor is the man. And Saul had killed out all the witches and commanded them not to walk them kind of necromancy and all these kinds of witchcrafts and everything. Now, these are tools of the devil that contact the spiritual kingdom of Satan on the left side. He has mediums. Now, we have mediums to contact the spiritual world of Satan. Don't you see why God put a fivefold ministry? Don't you see why he sent a prophet? Huh? So now, my brother, I got to hurry up. I'm feeling pinched for time here. Now, So now Saul was in that backslidden condition, and he wanted to talk to Samuel. He didn't know the value of Samuel all the time. It was when Samuel died. Yeah, he realized how great a man Samuel was. So my brothers and sisters, he went back to his vomit. Yes, and disguised himself and went into this house, and he went into the woman's bedroom. Read your Bible. You can see when he gets weak, he climbs up on the bed. Yeah. Find himself, my brother, inside the woman's bedroom. And he said, divine for me. I got to have some kind of a leadership here. Because it looked like all Israel is going to be destroyed by the Philistines. My beloved, I can tell you what that woman done. I was grown up and I seen that, if you don't mind my experience. God passed me that way. Now, I was a caddy boy amongst my relatives. I was hardly grown up at home. They threw me out here to live by relatives out here. One time I'm in Penal, next time I'm in St. James, and next time I'm here and there. So I was a caddy boy for a witch. Yes. And they were related to me. So now they had all their things. If they want a fowl, and they're going to make a blood sacrifice, they say, go down and bring a fowl. Wash up this. Okay. Do that. Take that upstairs. And I was grown up seeing those things. So now these spirits don't come just that way. You've got to have an approach. You've got to give them a sacrifice. The Bible did not detail all of what the witch done, but I have seen the operation of witches. And I was not afraid of them. I was grown up there, and I don't want to interfere with that, so I don't have nothing to do with that. I will do what you tell me. But come into that, to get into that, I don't want that.
Yes, sir, I was smart enough. So I was a little fella, 12 years, grown up, and seen that from a small fella, grown up. And then they used to make me bring some sweet things in a little bowl, put it in a corner. I went down, get the rum, they put it there. I guess you know about that, brother. Right? And certain Hindus will know that here. Huh? You come from that kind of background? All right. So then I should not interfere with that. They don't want me there. So I used to sit in a corner one side about 5 feet near the door. I used to run faster than a deer. So, no fear. I had no fear. Because I know I had that confidence as long as I don't interfere with the devil, he can't interfere with me. I fear no obia. I fear nothing. Yes. I said, as long as I don't interfere with you, you can't do me nothing. Yes, and I had that picture. And brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the witch of Endor now. This is the one that's sitting here. I'm seeing that. It has no difference. So now she's going to talk to somebody in the realms of Satan. Yes. Demonic realm. Yes. I'm not talking about pretending something. I'm talking about people who had that ability to break into the realms of the devil. Yes. And talk to the devil. Yes. Yes. And I sit there 5 feet, 6 feet, I don't know. And I will look. And I see my old grandmother come out, take a bath, bring the blood, bring all these things called halwa and all kind of things. Bring the rum. And she will fold her legs and sit right there. And fold her legs and sit right there. And she sprinkles some rum. This is a rum drinking spirit. So I know that this is a nasty spirit. They're drinking rum. I don't want to have nothing to do with the spirit. So they throw the rum and sprinkle it. Yes, I see they put down the sweet thing there, kill the fowl, bring up some meat. They already bury the head in a hole, and they put the blood, they said something, make a sacrifice. And they come up there, and brothers and sisters, my grandmother on that side, yes, she just fold her legs, and she clasped her hands like that. And she is going to contact hell in a matter of seconds. Yes, brother. It's true. Listen, here, say no kind of a story I'm telling you. I'm talking about what I grew up and I seen for years. Yes. And she clasped her hand like that, my brothers and sisters, and she starts shaking like that.
Yes, sir.
And she enter another world. And a man voice speaking out of her. A man. I'm not talking about a woman trying to talk like a man now. I'm talking, I remember the words, if you don't mind me saying that. And whatever it means, I don't know. If I make a mistake, forgive me. But brothers and sisters, that voice come out of that lady and say, Nam Suri Paranam to High Sakshadu. And then somebody, she is out in a spiritual world, and then somebody who is sitting there have to speak to her to communicate with the devil.
Yes.
Because she is out of her sense. And they will have a long conversation. If they want to harm you, they're sending that spirit to get you. If they're going to do some business, they send that spirit to turn up the head of somebody. I'm telling you, we live in an evil world. Yes, sir. And brothers and sisters, she remain in that, and she keep on talking. I don't know about the rest of the talk. Right, but it's Hindi, and they're just talking. And talking, and this one talking Hindi, next one talking Hindi. And when they are finished, she come back to herself, and she do the same sound again. And she come back to herself, and she turn around, and she say, what he said? What he said. Is that true? You had those experiences. I don't know how many ever experienced that here. Let me see your hand. Oh, boy, I tell you, we have a few people here.
We came from that same root of India and Africa, brethren.
Yes.
We came from that kind of a background. This is the seed of India, the seed of Africa. All your witchcraft and everything was heaped up here. But thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. And brothers and sisters, I believe that that witch, she made the same approach. Like that old lady. Yes, the story is a little too long. But this woman, doing what she done, and she contacted the realm of the lost. When she contacted the realm of the lost, she screamed out. So I'll say, what you seeing? Yes, I see gods arising. She said, thou hast deceived me, Saul. Thou art King Saul. You have deceived me, and now my life is in your hands. He said, be not afraid. I won't harm you. He said, tell me what you see. He said, I see a man with a robe on, a mantle. And she described who he is. He said, yes, that's Samuel. Now, hell and paradise were so close that the witch could have interfered with people in paradise. Because the blood of Jesus Christ was not shed yet. That is done away with. A witch cannot bring up any of our brothers and sisters. Those people was held in custody of Satan. They are removed. And they go plumb into the realm of God. And this is the first thing that Samuel asked. He said, why you disquieted me? Showing you there was not comfortable in that place. Yes, and the witches could bring them up. And different things could happen. It was not comfortable. Yes, he said, why you bring me up, seeing that you have become the enemy of God? Enemy of God, why you bring me up? We say, anyhow, Samuel was still a prophet. He said, by this time tomorrow, you and your sons will die in the battle. Israel will be beaten by the Philistines. And you will join me here. That is mercy. When Saul heard that, big junk of man, shoulder higher than everybody, his limbs get weak, and he fell to the ground, the Bible says. When he fell to the ground, brothers and sisters, I tell you, they forced him to eat some food to go and die. You're going to face death because you turn against God. All right, brothers and sisters, what caused this man to be in this condition? What caused this man to be in that condition? Brothers and sisters, he was anointed of God. What caused Saul to be in that condition? Pride, self-opinion, self-will. Disobedience to the prophet and the message. So now in chapter 16, if you will notice, chapter 15 first, you don't have to contact a witch to contact the spiritual realm. No, sir. You could contact the spiritual realm by yourself. You yourself could be your medium to contact the satanic realm. And I want to show you where Saul one time was his own medium that caused him to contact the spiritual realm, and the same thing could happen to any one of us here that are not grounded in Christ. God called Saul. He said, go and fight this battle and kill everything. All right, he went down there and saved all the sheep and oxen and goats. Huh? So Samuel the prophet got a message for him. Come back to him. Yes. He said, how things are going here? Did you obey the voice of the Lord? He said, yes, I obeyed the voice of the Lord.
I did. He said, what it means about these cattle lowering here and the bleating of the sheep in my ear? You want to tell me you've done the will of God? Now, he went out to do the will of God, but he had his own opinion. And he had his self-will. Now, you tell people, brothers and sisters, the word of God, how to do a certain thing. They add to it. They subtract to it. And they still believe that they are obedient to the shepherd and obedient to God. You're going to get into trouble. Pride caused that. Self-opinion and self-will. You want to show that you know something too. But yeah, minister, my brother, preach the word in a certain light. You're going to employ it in another light. He ain't going to fuss with you. Tell you to do certain things in this certain way because of the scripture. You turn corners with it. Well, that is what Saul done because of his pride and self-opinion. He went and turned corners with the instruction of the prophet. And when he finished there, the Lord sent the prophet to him. He said, yes, I obey the word of the Lord. And then he said, now listen to me. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You don't need the witch of Endor to work witchcraft. You just have to be disobedient. You just have to put a twist on God's word. You just have to have your own version. Yes. You say, well, that is just a policy, and you twist what the Holy Spirit established. Samuel concluded, he said, listen to me, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity. Because you have rejected the word of God, he has rejected you from being king. That is how easy to contact that spiritual world. You just have to rebel against God's commandment. That's the approach to contact the spiritual world. You just have to be rebellious towards God's commandment. And let me show you how true that is. This is a type, you know. And it fits us today. Soon after he worked that witchcraft by himself, Saul worked witchcraft by himself without the witch of Endor and before he met the witch of Endor. Because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And you could be sitting here and working witchcraft. And you could contact the regions of the Lord. You just have to have your own opinion on how high you want to raise your dress over your knee. And a spirit comes there and start anointing. You're leading to adultery. You are committing witchcraft. You just have to say, well, I didn't cut out much of my hair. I just want to cut out over 6 inches. You have a different version. You alter the commandment of the Lord just like Saul. And you know what the Bible said in the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel? 15 and 16th chapter, the story. Brothers and sisters, and from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord left Saul and went upon David, and an evil spirit troubled him. When you become rebellious to the word of God, an evil spirit will trouble you. You become rebellious to mother, rebellious to father, rebellious to pastor. And I want to show you how true that is in the word of God. How many getting me so far, brethren? You do not need a medium. You don't need a witch. No. You could be your own medium to contact hell and to heal to hell. And I'm showing you where Saul contacted hell before he met the witch of Endor. By what? Disobedience to the prophet. Disobedience to the message of the prophet. Disobedience to the commandment of God. Yes, by self-opinion, self-will. Yes, that he wanted to do that in a different version. You hear what the prophet of God said, but you went down there and you make an excuse to alter the word of God. You say, I will sacrifice the oxen, I will sacrifice the sheep, I will sacrifice this to God. I think that is good enough. Hath the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying his voice. So, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, and an evil spirit troubled him from that time on. Beloved, I'm not trying to frighten you. When you hear the words of God coming from the message, coming from the Word of God, and you want to go and put a different interpretation to suit your society, suit your family, suit your wife, suit your children, beloved, it is rebellion. It is self-opinion. It is being self-led. It is twisting the word of God like Saul. Yes, and you are like a witch. And you know what you do? The realms of Satan. You are contacting the realms of Satan. You are contacting the realms of Satan. You start leaning, the trees start leaning toward this kingdom. How did Saul lean to that kingdom? By disobedience. Brethren, we live in a terrible world. It's very easy, my brothers and sisters, to lean to this. And as you lean to that, that spirit will get upon you. You could be a humble little fellow. And you was very forgiving. You are very polite. And then somebody in the church keep on provoking you. And then one day, you become so mad. You say, you see this? I'm taking nothing like that again. I will kill somebody. The minute you decide that in your mind, a rebellious spirit jump on you. Out of that kingdom. Out of that kingdom. Although you are right. Although you was provoked. Although that person had no business to do that. But you take the wrong attitude. And when you take the wrong attitude, friend, and you decide to be carnal about it, even though if I have to leave the church, I will get even with him. Oh gosh, you don't know what you are doing. Brethren, you are yielding to that kingdom. There is a spirit going to jump out of the demonic realm and come and anoint you. When you are wrong and somebody corrects you and you rebel, that spirit becomes stronger upon you. There was a difference between the anointing of the devil and possession. Saul was not possessed. An evil spirit troubled him. But look, this man became jealous. And the minute that evil spirit came upon him, just to anoint him, look at what followed. Hate. Malice, envy, jealousy, murder. Man went down there and killed a bunch of priests because they helped David and to lend David a sword. And he was only anointed. And when you give your mind to the wrong thing and you just start thinking a little evil, unforgiveness, beloved, and you decide what you want to do about your hurts, there is a demon going to come upon you and change your whole personality.
the sweet fellow that you was around the house of God, next day you become rebellious. And even your pastor trying to curb you, that devil is able to turn you against your pastor because you conceived the wrong seed. You accepted the wrong conception. And that spirit is able to take you into that realm of lost souls if you could kill you with that spirit. If you could die with that spirit, he could take you into that realm. But Saul was fortunate. Now that is what a demon, anybody you see that cannot forgive, hateful, malice, greed, judgmental, rebellious to correction, even though when they are wrong. Pastor can't correct them, deacon can't correct them. The first thing that will happen, they start playing up and getting arrogant. Brother Branham's an arrogant spirit of the devil. Now that person is influenced from the underworld. They are influenced, my brother, from the demonic realm. They are heading to hell. Isn't it a terrible thing? Terrible thing, ain't it? So we live in this world here, brothers and sisters. Now Saul was smart enough. He was not possessed of it. It had the spirit coming upon him at intervals. And certain spirits come upon believers at intervals. And next day they are nice people. But you touch a certain something, and they become rebellious. Defy mother, defy father, defy brother, defy sister when that spirit comes upon them. And the next thing, sorry, what caused you to do that? You're anointed by the devil, and what brings that devil upon you is a rebellious conception that you accept. Yes, brethren, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you that is how it works. I know about that realm. I know about that realm. That is what happened to that family recently. That Judas group that raised up. That man leaned towards that kingdom. And he accepted the conception of his wife, get equal with them. I cannot bear the shame. And a nice man turned into a rebel. Even like Saul. Hatred, malice, will kill you if he can. Now that is not the man. That's the devil that anointed him. And possessed him too. Yes. And friends, when that man got that spirit upon him, every time it come upon him, he'll pelt that javelin to kill David. And when that spirit off of him, he said, "Oh David, my son, forgive me. You are more righteous than me." Now you have them kind of people in the church. Nice on one side, the tree of good and evil. They are eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. One minute they are good, and next minute they are dangerous. Beware. In any case, don't watch their good. There is an evil spirit among you. And Saul was smart enough. Saul said, "Let a man who can pray cunningly in a heart be Saul. That when the evil spirit troubled me, he will play and the evil spirit will leave me." And who you think they could find? David. A man that was anointed, my brother, by the spirit that left Saul. And he came there, brothers and sisters, and sat there and played on his instrument. When that evil demon come and he start playing and singing, my brothers and sisters, and then the evil spirit used to go. You see what the song service do for you? Do you see what the song service does for you? Do you see why you must be here early in church? To hear David play on the harp? Huh? And that is why when you feel riled, and you feel rebellious, and you feel frustrated, and my brother, you feel that you cannot go on, put on a song tape. Put on a message, my brother. Find yourself in the house of God. Let David play on the harp.
Oh, don't you hear him playing in the harp? It's glorious. And the tiredness will leave you. Yes, and the frustration will leave you. And the worries will leave you. Yeah, but if you go and find a bunch of fellas on the corner there and start talking and you start laughing when they talk about a woman and they start talking about sports and they start talking about that, you know what you're doing? You are leaning towards this kingdom here. Yes, you're going to be hearing the writing. We are living in a terrible place. Yes, and these things are set here to actually, you know, take your mind away and bring you under a different influence. Looking for a place to stop them. Yet here, brothers and sisters, listen, you may not be possessed. You may not be altogether anointed. But you're living between the world and you're living between the things of God. Now let me show you and explain this in a type of how this kingdom is. Now, we fish sometime. Thank God for the fishermen here. Yes, a few years ago, something happened and I told the Lord, I shall never buy a boat. Yes, sir. And if this boat do not come from Miami for me, Lord, I will know that you don't want me to have a boat in my life. I've never known these brothers. Yeah? And brothers and sisters, the boat never came. I said, I make a covenant with the Lord, I would not buy a boat. Yes, and the Lord sent more boats than I could use. He sent a Joe Young, he sent a Brother Smart, he sent a Brother Glenn, a Brother Sham, and I thank God for that. Yes. And sometimes we fish, and I notice something, and that is something that they call a jellyfish. It's about round like that, just like that, just the shape of my hand. And that thing is like a submarine. And you have millions of them in a certain season that come up in the ocean. Locally, they call them a galley. It's a jellyfish and it's a pretty fella. You're talking about pretty. And it swims like that with a suction. And a suction, it just makes a suction and keep moving. And the front of it round like a rocket. Yeah. And that fella, so I look at one time, and pick him up. And I look into the back of it, and a bunch of small fishes. I say, what them small fishes is, what are they doing there? They're not afraid of this big creature. And then, another time, I seen the same jellyfish swimming in the water. And I see near the jellyfish a few inches away, it has some fishes that they cannot move from there. And they all around that fella. And they cannot move, they cannot swim over from it. Inside of the fish, young fishes. I come to find out that jellyfish, brothers and sisters, was swimming in such a way and creating a certain current in the water that pulled the fish right into him, and that is how he feeds. And if you come near that jellyfish, that little fish there, the current is so strong around that jellyfish until it cannot break loose. From this side, no, the next side. My brothers and sisters, that jellyfish is the kingdom of Satan. When you come near, the Bible says, flee the presence of evil. And we live in a world here. Everything in this world, my brothers and sisters, almost beside the kingdom of God, the word of God, the children of God, pertain to the kingdom of Satan. And it is here to influence you and I to that kingdom of the devil. And friends, that little jellyfish is like the kingdom of Satan. And people who would live between the world and the world, that is what happened to them. The kingdom of Satan, brothers and sisters, create a suction. And that suction have them there, brothers and sisters, that they cannot part
from the music of the world, the wickedness of the world, the fornication, the adultery. They want to move out, but that suction have them there. And what is in the belly of that little jellyfish, my brothers and sisters, is already in the realms of Satan. They are inside of there because they're going to be eaten up by that jellyfish. He's just heaping up enough. And that is where that jellyfish is feeding from. Bring all them little fishes inside of there by your suction. And that is what the kingdom of Satan is. He's like a great big suction that is pulling, my brothers and sisters, all these 6 billion people, into the realm of the devil. You must consider yourself very fortunate. Come, children, let's play some music and go. Brothers and sisters, this realm of the devil is like that great suction that is pulling people into the realms of Satan. And for that to be broken upon your life, the grace of God had to be great upon you. And the kingdom of God got to be stronger than the kingdom of the devil. That while we was caught up in this great suction of this satanic kingdom, this great jellyfish, something from that next kingdom, a magnet from that next kingdom. Yes. The Holy Spirit, which is a greater suction. My brothers and sisters, pull us away from the kingdom of Satan. That is what Brother Paul was saying. He said, once we served sin, but now we are servants of righteousness. Why shouldn't we thank God? Why we should not praise God? Why shouldn't we appreciate all what the Lord done for us? Yes, my beloved, we are people of the kingdom of God. We are children of the kingdom. Yes. But yet, although you are children of the kingdom and trying to get into that realms of the Holy Spirit, beloved, there are people here that are between there and they are sucking by that current out here. And they will bear fruit to suit that. If I preach the next message, I will bring out the rest. Yes. I want you to be prepared, brothers and sisters, for healing. I want you to be prepared for healing. Out of this kingdom here, satanic kingdom, we have all kinds of spirit. Spirit that will trouble the soul, like Saul. And they are spirits that when we do wrong, demons of infirmity will jump out of that realm. And they have the permission, because you committed sin, to get you sick. The way out of that is repentance. Go back in your lives and find out what you've done. Clear the channels. Clear the channels. Beg God to forgive you for your sins first. I'm not hurried to pray for the people. I'm hurried to prepare you. Yes, that you make your life right. If you get prayed, my brother, for one time, two times, three times, you was not healed, there was something in the way. Yes, there was something in the way. Go back. Make your life right. Yes. Go back. Mend the gaps. Maybe the Lord wants you to pray more. So he allows certain things upon you that will drive you to prayer, that will drive you to humility. Yes, sir. So now, as certain as there was a demon that came out of that realm and troubled Saul when he sinned, there was a demon of infirmity, by the permission of God, will come upon a believer and allow them to be sick. Not until you put that sin under the blood will you ever be healed. So you see, right there, how much we could go into. Now this realm that I'm talking about, that is where all the heretics are anointed from. That is where all heresies come from. And all these things are mediums by which Satan wants to pull you into his realm, demonic realm, and finally take your soul into that place of unjust souls. So we can't finish preach tonight. See the different kinds of medium. Now there are different kinds of medium that could be sitting just next to you, that is trying to pull you into that kingdom. Jesus called them your eye, your hand, and your foot. He said, if them things offend you, he says, chop it out. It's profitable for you to enter into life maimed than to enter there with these mediums of eye, foot, and hand to be cast into hellfire. Are they mediums? All those are mediums. That's your best friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your this, your that, your best partner, that's influencing you the wrong way. They are mediums. They are mediums to take you into that realm of the spirit. Don't go that way, brethren. Let the tree lean this way. Anybody that is going down that road, let us swing your branches. Swing your branches today, brethren. Swing it over to the kingdom of God. How do you do that? Brother Bruce, how do I do that? Repent. Repent. Change your course, and you will start swinging this way. How many believe it? I believe it. Give us a song there, Brother Chandler. Well, the Lord came and brought over the vision that he intended for me to bring. I thank God. Give us a song. Let us stand where we are doing
it. Love divine.
Oh, life sublime.
Oh, life sublime.
Come, brother, and come
on. Now, true, so precious.
Full of grace and faithfulness.
Full of grace and
faithfulness. Oh, yes. Thank you for your word. Thank you.
Rich in mercy to us.
All you can see.
Almighty God, our Father.